Join Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory and learn to put your faith into action. Step out on the Word of God and receive your healing, restoration, and wholeness today.
Healing belongs to us. If you've only got 24 hours left, you should live them healed. Amen. We are the delivered. We are healed. Jesus himself. Look at Isaiah 53. And we'll pray. I just love the Word of God. See, you can't feed on this and stay sick. Glory to God. It's too good. All right, Isaiah 53. We all know. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible. We all know this scripture, but this is what we're going to finish on today, and this is what we're going to act on today and receive it. In Isaiah 53:4, this settles the issue. We've covered our protection. We've covered our deliverance. We've covered obeying the Word of God, walking in love. And this says in the Amplified Bible, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions, our sins. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And that's our mind. We have our body, our spirit, our soul. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Now, in Galatians, it says that he took, personally, Jesus on the tree, on the cross, he took all of our sicknesses, all of our diseases. He took the whole curse of the law. We're redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're redeemed from the curse of defeat. Bless the Lord. When part of that curse was your enemies will come before you, they'll be defeated. But part of the blessing was that you'll win when they come before you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Word of God is the answer to everything in your life. And if you're in trouble, turn to the Word of God. Begin to do what it says. Now today, we're centering up on healing. Jesus himself has already borne your sickness, your disease. Whatever condition you're in, whatever, you may not even know what the name of your disease is. You just know you got problems in your body. It doesn't even have to have a name. Whatever it is covered in this deliverance from the curse. Amen. Every sickness, every disease. So when we pray today, as we're getting ready to do, we are going to believe God for healing. Those of you that are well, you help us. You support. You support all of us that are believing God. You get in here and believe with us. And you just actively use your faith for the people here that need deliverance today. If you're here and you're a drug addict, you can get delivered today. If you're here and you're a porn addict, you can get delivered today. All that trash is under the curse. It is a curse and it comes under the curse. Jesus has redeemed you from the curse. Whatever it is that's making your life a mess today and causing you problems and pain and sadness. Weakness is under the curse. Sadness is under the curse. You don't have to have a sad mind. No, we've been redeemed, spirit, soul, and body. When we pray, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you pray that and you make him the Lord of your life and give him your life. You've made a mess of it. You're not happy. I don't think there's anybody that's happy, satisfied, that can't be happy outside of God. I mean, you take somebody that's the most famous entertainer or the richest man in the world, or their life's a shambles if they don't have God. And we can have him. And he'll come in and he'll bless us and help us and show us the plan that he's had for us all the time. You may be called to preach and you never have listened before. Well, you're not going to ever have a happy life until you do that. Whatever God's plan is for you, that's what you want. That's where peace is. That's where blessing is. That's where prosperity is. What do you have to do? You have to trust God with your life. Today when we pray, I want you to believe God. I want you to just put yourselves in the hand of God, in your body, in your soul, in your circumstances, and release your faith. Take it. Put your stake in the ground. This is it. I'm receiving this by faith. I'm going to talk it. What does it say faith does? Faith says. What does it do? It says to the mountain. What is the mountain? Well, right now it could be sickness. It could be poverty. It could be bondage of whatever thing in your life. It says to that. You say to that. Whatever it is in your life when we pray, you say it. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And be bold about it. And rebuke that thing out of your life. You. When we pray, after we pray, it says you believe, you speak to the problem, you speak to the mountain. Jesus said it. Let me just read it to you. You know it, but let's hear it one more time, because this is what we're going to do. This is why you receive. Have faith in God, Jesus said. Verily I say unto you, so he's using it himself. He's saying that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this sickness, this problem, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Now we've had the word of God, where the word of God's preached. If it's received, there's faith. So you can do this today. We believe the word of God. We believe that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by his stripes we were healed. We believe that we've been redeemed from the curse of every sickness, every disease, every diabolical situation. We believe we receive that. We don't doubt it in our heart. And we say, the things we say comes to pass. He'll have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Now, we've heard a lot about faith this week. If you've been here, nearly everybody's preached on faith. That's because you can't get anywhere in spiritual things without faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith takes. It takes prosperity. It takes healing. It takes joy. It takes the right mate, whatever it is you need. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. And then it says, when you stand praying, forgive. So right now, when we stand up to pray, if there's anybody in your life that's been a problem to you, that you feel's treated you wrong, release them. That's what you do when you forgive somebody. I release them. I release this person. Call his name, her name. Say, I release her in the name of Jesus, and I forgive her. What are you doing? Well, you're getting things where there's not any barriers there for God to heal you and to bless you. And when we pray, we believe we receive it. And so what do? We act like we got it. If you couldn't do something, begin to do it. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't throw up that arm, throw it up. Pray and act. Glory to God. Amen? That's the way you do it. You can do this at home by yourself, you know. We're going to believe we receive it, and so then we're going to have it. Forgive. We're not going to hold anything against anybody. We're going free. And we're receiving today. Say, I'm receiving my healing. Today is my day. I'm receiving healing. In Jesus' name. Now, if you can stand up, stand up. We're going to pray. This is the receiving part. Now, what did we say earlier in the week? That word, believe you, receive when you pray? It means to take it. I think we got that this week. Everybody talked about that. We take it. When we pray, we take it. And we don't ever let the devil have it back in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The scripture says about the kingdom of heaven, the violent take it by force. That means the forceful take it by force. We don't say, devil, would you just get out of here, please? No, we're not polite to the devil. We tell him what to do. In Jesus, we can be bold because we have the name of Jesus. We can talk to the sickness in a bold way because we're not even talking in our own strength. We're talking in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to pray and I'm going to take authority, and then you begin to move and to do and to receive. And if you don't need anything yourself, and even if you are, well, let's just believe for a mass miracle. Everybody, believe for others to be healed in Jesus' name. Father, we do love you. We worship you. Lord, we believe every word that's come out of this Bible today. We believe that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. We believe, as Peter said, by his stripes you were healed. We were healed and we are healed. That's our position. From here on out, that's our position. We are the healed. And so today, Lord, we take that word. We just want to thank you, Jesus, for bearing our sins, bearing our sicknesses and diseases, and the chastisement of our peace, Lord. We're so grateful to you for what you've done, for blessing us. And we thank you, Lord, every person. Let's just all say this together. And if you've never done it before, we'll do it with you. Just say, Jesus, I confess you as the Lord of my life. I give you my life. I make you the Lord of my life. Take my life and do something with it. Reveal your plan to me, and I'll walk in it. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you bore my sicknesses, all the diseases, and that I am healed. You took it from me, and I receive from you now my healing and deliverance. You are my healer. You are my Savior. You are my life. And I receive my healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break the power of the devil over your life. I break the power of sickness, disease, infirmity. I speak to your body to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole. Be healed. In Jesus' name, say, I take my healing. I am the healed. Now begin to do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't throw out that arm, throw it out. Glory to God. Begin to act on it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're healed. We praise you for the mighty healing, Lord, coming in this place. We thank you for healing all the people all over the world right now watching on television and the internet. We thank you, Father. Now rise up if you're there in your home. You rise up in Jesus' name. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. The power of God is present to heal right now. Take it. We take it. We take it in Jesus' name. Say, I'm healed by his stripes. I was healed. Jesus is my Savior, my healer, my deliverer. Jesus' name. I break addictions. I break the power of drugs over your life. I break addictions to every kind of drug, prescription drugs, street drugs, every kind of drug. I break the power of addiction over you in every kind of area, mental areas. I break the power of pornography in Jesus' name. I break the power of demon spirits over you. I break the power of sexual demon spirits over you. You'll never have that again. I bind it off of you in Jesus' name. Now you resist those things. Resist that. Say, I resist that spirit in the name of Jesus. Cast it off of yourself. When it tries to come back, you say, no, 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 no. I've been delivered from pornography. I've been delivered from that sickness, that disease, that habit. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
My name is Rachel O'Dell, and I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. My parents are Ron and Paula O'Dell, and they met at Oral Roberts University. They later got married, and my mom began teaching, and then my dad began a lifelong career with the Tulsa Police Department.
I hadn't really had any teaching or training on how to do police work as a Christian. But the Lord showed me a scripture. He says, you can call your wall salvation, your gates praise, wasting destruction and violence don't have to be in your district. And as I read that, it says, your officers shall be called peace. And I said, peace officers. And I would go around my district and I would begin to declare God's word. And since probably the early 80s, I haven't had any violent crime in my district. And that's good for me. And it's good for the citizens. You know, I've seen families of officers who have fallen apart. And I just really didn't want to see that happen with our family. And I think over the years we have tried our best to instill within our kids the fact that our faith is not just something we do on Sunday. It's something that is a part of our everyday life.
In July of 2006, I started to feel kind of funny, like not bad, but not great. And so really for no reason at all, I decided to go in and see my doctor.
And 2 days after we had left to go on this mission trip to Thailand and to China, she had gone in and had an exam. The doctor, our primary care doctor that had treated her since she was little, called her personally.
Hello. And so he got on the phone and he told me that they had found some cells that they were concerned about and that they looked into it more and they tested them some more and they found out that they were cancerous. They didn't know how much they had found, but they set up an appointment with a specialist right away.
I mean, we were halfway around the world, and but she didn't freak out. She didn't panic. She told me later, she said, I cried a little bit, but she had some really solid Christian friends, and she thought about, you know, okay, who can I talk to?
I was raised in a family where I knew that God was faithful, and I knew to always trust in Him, and ultimately that He is our healer. I went to church on Wednesday night to our normal college-age service. At this point, I hadn't told anybody. My parents were still out of town, and I went up front for praise and worship. In the middle of it, our pastor came up on stage, and he just started praying. And he walked over, and he's like,
you will live and not die.
And he like screams it at me. And I just knew that that was the truth. And I knew that I was healed. And I knew that no matter what the doctor said, no matter what the prognosis was or the side effects or whatever, like I knew that I was healed.
So we got back, and a couple days after, she said, of course, you love it when your kids go, now, Mom, don't freak out, but I need to tell you, you know, while you were gone, this is what the doctor said, and I have to go see a specialist, but I want you to know, I'm healed. I said, I can agree with that. I can get behind you in that.
I went and saw the specialist, and they did a biopsy and found that there were about 3 to 4 different spots of cancer that they had found. So they decided right away that I had to have surgery, and about a week later, they scheduled a surgery.
We can deal with this. God's still on the throne. He's still our healer, and he's given doctors, you know, knowledge and understanding, and so we're just going to keep hanging on to the Lord.
And the thing is, I'm out there driving my police car, not knowing exactly what's going on. So I get a call from Paula and said, well, we just got out of the office. And I could tell from her voice it wasn't good. And I was just kind of praying in the spirit, and the Lord just simply said, take no thought. And then he continued and he said, if you, as Rachel's earthly father, could take her place, you would. And I said, absolutely. Well, then he said, you can't, I can, and I did. And that's all he said.
Like, I always will know that God's the healer. Sometimes we need to use medical resources, but I knew that as soon as that surgery was over, I wasn't going to have to deal with it again. And that's why Jesus went to the cross, is to take my sin and to take my sickness. And that's exactly what was being done.
As I was sitting in the outpatient waiting for the doctor, he said he'd come and talk to us. I couldn't believe all of a sudden I feel someone sit down beside me, and there he was. And I was like, wow, that was really quick. And he said, it was simple. He said, we took care of the 3 spots. We removed the whatever. He said, it was nothing. And I was like, wow. You know, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. That's the kind of report that you really want to hear. And he said, as soon as she wakes up, you can take her on home. And he said, we want to see her in 6 months. And we'll do another biopsy. And if that's clear, and I'm like, if that's clear, that it will definitely be clear.
I mean, here I am today, and I'm healed, and I'm strong, and I'm 22 years old now, and I haven't been sick in a very long time.
You know, the Bible says give no place to the devil, and I know that when the word cancer is spoken, it causes a lot of fear. And I believe that the Lord gave us the testimony in advance. He told us up front, this is your testimony. He gave us his word, this is your testimony. We stood on that, and because of that, God's word established our situation.
God personally is so interested in us, in our well-being, in our life. He loves us so much. He loves me. He loves our daughter as much as he loves Jesus. How could he not do that kind of a thing for her?
But the thing that is so pure and so simple about this whole thing is that, and the thing that Ken and Gloria teach is that, hey, God loves you, cares about you, and he wants to be a part of your everyday life. And I believe that that is exactly what's taking place. It doesn't matter what comes along, God's going to be a part of that day.
I can say without a shadow of a doubt that I would not be the same person. I don't know that I would be healed today without the foundation that my parents raised me on. And it's been an incredible blessing to my life. And because of it, I really am living the greatest life imaginable. Ever since I was healed, all I wanted to do was tell people about how God healed me, because it was a miracle.
That is awesome. Isn't it? You're thinking, man, I wish my kids knew how to do that. I wish I knew how to stand on the word like that. I'm older than she is, but I wish I knew how to do that. You know what? My sister said one time, Terry, she said, it's wonderful to know what to do when trouble comes. And when you put, as you watch these broadcasts, as you watch, as you study the things that we put out there and go to the internet and study the word and you get in your Bible and you dig in, you're going to become strong and skillful in the things of God. And you'll be like Rachel when trouble, if trouble comes to you, you'll know exactly what to do. You don't need your parents. You don't need anybody. You just need the Lord and His Word, and it will heal your body and fix your circumstances. You know what? I'm excited that my mother led you today in the prayer of salvation. And if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we have we have some word to send to you so that you can begin to get rooted and grounded in the Word of God. This is a free salvation package. If you'll just let us know that you want it, we'll get it out to you. This is going to help you learn how to study the Bible. It's going to help you learn who you are in Christ Jesus. So get started with these things, because God has a very powerful life ahead of you. And you know what? I think sometimes we don't show God how grateful we are to Him sometimes. And today being, this is, Fridays are always offering day on the broadcast, but it just, as I was getting ready to do this close for today, the Lord just prompted me to talk to you about gratitude. To talk to you about giving today in gratitude. I want you to look in the Word of God and see what He's promised you, and then make your offering. Say, Lord, I am grateful for what You've done in my life. I am grateful for the things that You've promised me. And just sow that today in gratitude. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful for the things that You've done for us. And as we sow our seed today, Lord, we thank You that You are taking it, that You are blessing it. We thank You in advance for the hundredfold return. We thank You for the future that You've lined out for us. And we give You our praise and our glory. And we magnify Your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Be grateful today. As you go along your day, just find the little things. Offer Him a praise. Offer Him the sacrifice of praise. Look at the things in your life and express out loud with your mouth your gratitude. You know what? We're grateful for you. We're grateful, our partners, for your faithfulness. I'm grateful for my church. And you know what? There's a church near you somewhere. God's got the Word being preached all over this world. So go this weekend. Next week, join my guests, Lisa Bevere and me, to talk about some really relevant issues for today. Women, get your daughters. Daughters, get your mothers. And watch. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to kcm.org. 5 free books that will help you begin your exciting walk with God. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing of God is for you.
Today, girls of all ages are barraged with images and attitudes encouraging us to look and behave a certain way. Yet, as we strive to live up to society's view of a strong, successful woman, are we truly gaining power or losing it? Join me and my special guest, Lisa Bevere, for 2 exciting weeks of teaching as we learn to walk in the strength and freedom found in our God-designed role as women.